pivotal day in history. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden giving a speech in Selma, Alabama Sunday, marking Tuesday's 50th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday police attack on civil rights protesters. The president speaking about the protesters' courage on the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
On this stage, the children of God started a journey, walking, not saying a word, beaten, tear gassed. On this bridge, blood was given to help redeem the soul of America.
Longtime civil rights activists Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton were among those on stage with the president. A month after the train crash in East Palestine, Ohio, which released hazardous chemicals into the air and water, there has been another Norfolk Southern train derailment in the state, this one happening on Saturday. Springfield, Ohio, Assistant Fire Chief Matt Smith tells reporters that the crash doesn't appear to pose a danger to civilians.
They did a recon of the site, found nothing that spilled onto the ground, and nothing, very minimal material on the actual cars themselves that actually dried very quickly.
A shooting at a house party in Georgia this weekend leaves two people dead and six others injured.
Police in Douglasville are investigating the shooting at the crowded home. This neighbor weighing in.
I believe they were having a birthday party next door. It was just a lot of young kids all came at one time. And it just got chaotic. It got really crazy really fast. We normally don't have that type of energy over here.
Investigators say there were well over 100 people at the party. A fight escalated, which led to the shooting. The conditions of the injured victims are not known at this time.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo. A station master has been charged with negligent homicide in the Greek train crash that killed 57 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Concerns over plane safety in the U.S. are growing after a person is killed by turbulence on a business plane. Fox's Charles Watson has the details.
The plane was carrying three passengers and two crew as it was en route to Leesburg, Virginia from Keene, New Hampshire. At some point while in flight, the business jet was rocked by a patch of unstable air and was forced to divert to Bradley International Airport in Windsor Locks, Connecticut for an emergency landing. Officials confirmed the severe turbulence over New England resulted in fatal injuries to a passenger, but the cause of death and the extent of damage to the aircraft are still unclear. In an email to Fox Business, the NTSB said investigators have removed the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder and are continuing to gather information.
China's president is expected to secure even more his hold of power at the country's annual session of parliament. Fox's Jonathan Savage with more.
Xi Jinping is the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong and is beginning a highly unusual third term in office. The National People's Congress rubber stamps his plans, and the United States will be watching some aspects closely. In particular, how big will China's military budget be? With the US selling weapons to China-claimed Taiwan and operating military missions in the South China Sea, Beijing may choose to beef up its own armed forces.
Chris Rock responding to Will Smith's infamous Oscar slap last year. The comedian not only joking about the incident, but also criticizing Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, during Chris Rock's Selective Outrage, his stand-up special that streamed live on Netflix Saturday night. Rock also targeting Meghan Markle, the Kardashians, and wokeness. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.